Hello. Oh, hey, there I am. Hey, kids. How you doing? It's your pal Stu here. Yes, it's once again time for the Twang Trust, the only show that brings you both kinds of music. Normal bias and chromium dioxide. Yeah. And today, special guest in the studio, Mr. Neil Peterson from Dauphin's Country Fest, will be here to tell you about all the cool stuff going down there this summer. And Wilco this Friday. Last week we said we were giving tickets away. I don't know if we are. I can't promise anything, unfortunately. We're going to wait and see if something shows up. Gosh, I don't know if it's going to happen. But stay tuned. It just might. Just like we might get a song here in a minute. We're broadcasting, by the way. I should have told you right off the bat. We're broadcasting from the CKW outhouse today. It's always sad when that happens, isn't it? You never know what's going to work and what's not going to work and whether we're going to be prepared for anything or not or like that. So let's see just what happens here today on the Twang Trust, huh? Yeah.
Crawl back in bed. fortune inside your head. I know you're just a mama's boy, positively unemployed. So misunderstood. You're so misunderstood.
Hi, this is Jeff Tweedy from Wilco, and you're listening to Big Dumb Rock and Roll on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Yes, indeed. Wilco, who will be in town, Friday at the Jim Cale Theater. And it's about time. They're supposed to be here right about the time that our guest was in last.
That's right. We're here at Country Fest of Palooza 3. I think this is the third year I've been here with Stu, and Wilco comes to town every time I come to Winnipeg. So
yeah, they never actually quite came last time. Guitarist got chicken pox.
Oh, there you go. Well, maybe that's why they're coming back this time.
Yeah. Now, has anybody ever canceled out of Country Fest because of chicken pox? That's one of the best excuses I've ever heard.
I don't think we've heard. Actually, we've had very few people canceled. It's usually because their bands broke up or something like that. But we've been very lucky. We've had a couple of people have band members stuck in Nashville or stuck in airports. The year we had Del McCoury here, they wouldn't let him leave. I think it was American Airlines wouldn't let him leave the country, and so he was stuck in Denver for a while, and we had to make a whole bunch of phone calls to Canadian Customs and American Customs, and they rerouted him to Chicago, and it ended up, he made it there, and it was one of the best shows I've ever seen, but it took him about 15 or 20 hours to get there.
Wow. Well, yeah, hopefully nobody will get chickenpox this year. But Wilco, in town Friday, and hey, guess what, kids? We do have some tickets to give away a little later in the show to the Wilco show. So that's pretty exciting. We have a pair and a single. So if you're real lonely, you can at least go to the Wilco show. And if you're not lonely, you can go and bring somebody. So there. So we got three tickets to give away in total tonight. A little later on, we'll have some more Wilco a little bit later. But first, we're talking Country Fest. Neil Peterson, the entertainment guru from Dauphin's Country Fest.
There you go. And we come here every year, and we don't talk about the big name headliners like Alan Jackson and Travis Tritt. We come here and we talk about all the other great Twang Trusty type groups that you're going to hear at at Country Fest every year. We make a real point of having a lot of alternative or Americana acts, and we're probably the only major country festival that does that. So
yeah,
it's great to come on here every year and plug those acts that don't get a lot of media attention.
Well, it's good to have you. And who are we going to plug first?
Well, this is interesting. My buddy Washboard Hank was in town a few months ago playing at the Times Change, so I came into town to see him. And his bass player on that evening was Diamond Dave Russell, who does most of his shows with him in Eastern Canada. So we got talking to him during the break, and Dave says, I got a great band called the County Boys, and gave me a CD, and it was great. And so I called him afterwards and said, well, if you're traveling through Manitoba when Country Fest is on, we'll stop by and you can do our Bluegrass Jam for us. They'll be the host band for the Bluegrass Jam. So this is the County Boys featuring Diamond Dave Russell on vocals and stand-up bass.
Here they come on the Twang Trust.
Saskatchewan flows, and I've got my feet for that windows. Alberta rolls, Alberta rolls, rolls in the Freeman's Field, I'm going home. I went up to the city, had myself a seat, down in a pub where beer was cheap. But it's for the girls, but you know how it goes. Got myself hit by an Albert Rose. Albert Rose, Albert Rose. Rose in the field makes you feel like a home. Albert Rose, Albert Rose. Rose in the field makes you feel like a home. Down, to be found.
Twang Trust. Hey, hey. No, it's not. There we go. There we go. Ah, live from the CKW Outhouse. It's the Twang Trust. Your old pal Stu and Neil from Dauphin's Country Fest here. Just listening to some of the groovy stuff going down at Country Fest this year.
That was kind of a mellow tune. That's the Deep Dark Woods from Saskatoon. They'll be at Country Fest this year. It's, you know, when we hire a lot of these bands, it's always nice to see them, because sometimes it's tough when you when you get a CD, you know, you don't really know what the band's like till you see them live. I was at the Western Canadian Music Awards in Moose Jaw this last year, which was a great weekend, show, and saw the Deep Dark Woods showcasing in one of the bars there, and I thought they were great, and so they're coming to Country Fest this year.
Well, cool.
And then I think the next thing we're going to play, and again, speaking of surprises, I talked to it coming down to Winnipeg, seeing my buddy Washboard Hank, and the opening act that night was the Jake Breaks.
Yes.
I've seen them listed a lot of times at Times Change, but I'd never actually seen them before.
You know, I've yet to catch them myself.
And I was just blown away. They're great truck driving, twangy, trust country music at its best.
Well, that's what I need.
And they're from... the leader, Dan Friesen, is from Pansy, Manitoba, and Blumenort, they're a good Mennonite voice from down in southern Manitoba, and I thought the show was great, and so they're coming to Country Fest this year.
All right, and I see they have a CD here called Pullin' Doubles.
That's right, and maybe we should hear cut number one. You might recognize the tune.
Let's see. It's a little thing called Big Wheel Cannonball.
Folks, this is Twisty from the D-Rangers. You're listening to the high, lonesome sounds of the Twang Trust on CK. Yeah.
going back down to Florida, my good friend Nathan.
I don't think I'll ever go down to Florida, Dad.
Ain't you worried about getting a nourishment in New York?
Well, I don't care if I do die, do die, do die, do die, do die, do die.
What a deal! I might go down to Florida and get some sand in my shoes. Or Southern California and get some sand in my shoes. I'll ride the Orange Blossom fishing to lose these New York blues. Well, talk about rambling. He's about to stray on the line. Talk about rambling. He's about to stray on the line. All right, the Orange Box special. Roll down the seaboard line.
There's the Swifties, who I understand are now a Manitoban act.
Yeah, well, I guess right before that, I should say, we had a live version of the Orange Blossom special with the Jake Breaks featuring another Winnipeg institution, Righteous Ike.
Yeah.
I think that was recorded live at the Times Change, and the Times Change is you know, it's a great John there. He gets all these great sort of old country acts in there, and actually Country Fest, it works out great. I think a lot of the bands as they're coming through Manitoba, they stop and play at the Times Change, so you can get a mini preview of Country Fest. The Deep Dark Woods, who we played earlier, are going to be playing there, I think, on the Thursday or Friday before Country Fest, and the County Boys, who we heard, are going to be playing there, and Ridley Bent, who we're going to hear from later, is going to be playing there that same week. So there's.
Well, I wonder if that's happening or not. I asked Ridley about that when he was in town, and he said he didn't think it was going to happen, which I was disappointed about. But who knows?
Well, like
it should happen.
It works out great because a lot of these acts, like Hayes Carl, that have come through Dauphin, plays at Times Change, and
yeah, we have to see
acts like that.
Yeah.
And Washboard Hank, you know, has been there a few times, and just recently the Willie P. Bennett tribute was there with Roger Maron, who used to play with Fred Eaglesmith, and who's been to Dauphin quite a few
times.
So it's kind of works out great for the Times Change, and it works out great for us. It gives these bands another place to play when they're coming here, and they always need the money. So
yes,
so it works
true.
Out works out good.
Right.
And then we just heard the Swifties, who they're almost becoming the house band at Country Fest. Sean Swifty Jonason, who is the guitar player extraordinaire and writes the songs and lead singer, is originally from Dauphin, Manitoba, and he moved out to Alberta, and he played with groups like Old Reliable and played with Corb Lund, and he's been on his own for a few years, and he's just recently moved back, to, I think just this month actually, to Manitoba. And as you can see from the, just released a new CD, and half of the Twangy Trust musicians in Manitoba on it.
Yeah.
You've got the cover there, Stu. I know Chris Carmichael's on it. And
yeah, it's Chris Carmichael, Andrew Neville, Jason Nowicki, Brent Parkin, Joanna Rodriguez, Grant Siemens. It's Jackson Haldane's on there. Gord Kidder, Lenny Milne. It's a Winnipegapalooza.
Well, that's right. It's a who's who of musicians in Winnipeg, and I think Sean's going to make Manitoba his home base, and that'll be great.
It'll be great. We'll be able to see him a few more times throughout the year. That's great. We heard Empty Bottle from the brand new record Riding High.
Yeah, it's a great CD, and as I say, most of the musicians are from Winnipeg. So
very cool.
There you go.
Very cool. So yeah, we have you to thank for so many of these acts coming through. Who else are we getting this year?
As I say, we've got a lot of the big name, country acts, and as I say, they pay the freight for all these other acts, so like Alan Jackson and Travis Tritt and Lone Star and a lot of the Canadian, sort of country commercial acts that you hear, Jesse Farrell, Shane Yellowbird, all those kind of acts will be there, and obviously, people, we sold out in 4 days this year, 12,000 people a day, so there'll be 50,000 people there. We're the largest outdoor festival in music festival in Manitoba, and next, this is our 19th anniversary. And next year will be our 20th anniversary, and we're expecting that we're going to probably sell out in one day.
Wow!
And the plan for the Twang Trust fans next year, we're going to bring back all our favorite acts like Fred Eaglesmith and Washboard Hank and Andrew Neville and the D-Rangers and probably Rami, and so it'll be a great show to catch. Hayes Carl is coming back. I already talked to him when he played with Corb Lund, and he's going to come back.
Great.
So it should be great. This year is great too. As I say, we've heard some of the great acts that are going to be there, and so it's worthwhile taking it in. Though you can't get tickets because it's sold out. Though
although the last couple of times you've been here, you've been gracious enough to give us a pair to give away. This year we're doing things a little different. Neil has given us a pair of Country Fest passes. But rather than giving them away, we're actually going to sell these off on eBay shortly. And the proceeds from the sale, which I understand generate quite a good dollar.
Well, we've heard. I checked eBay today. I don't see any tickets, but I heard that two tickets were going for up to $600.
Wow.
And they're, depending on when you buy them, they're about 100 and 30 if you buy them the first week they're on sale. So they're obviously they're worth a lot of money, and people are phoning and begging for tickets. So
no doubt. Yeah. Well, all that money, whatever we get for them for this pair, we're going to give to the CKW Fund Drive come next February.
That's,
so we're
going to
add
great.
It to our pot. And
yeah, so as they say, keep shows like this on the air.
Absolutely. So what's next?
Well, next is sort of an interesting story. I guess all these acts have interesting stories. But the next act is Anne Lindsay, and I don't know if people recognize the name, but she is the fiddler violin player in the Jim Cuddy Band.
Sure.
And
yeah.
She's just amazing. She'd contacted us last year through sort of mutual friend Wendell Ferguson, who's a guitar player extraordinaire in Canada, and about playing at her festival last year. It didn't work out. I saw her Jim Cuddy open for the John Fogerty concert.
Yeah, yeah.
Just an amazing concert. She's the highlight of the Jim Cuddy Band, as
yeah,
far as I'm concerned.
Sure.
And so she's coming with her guitar player to Country Fest this
year. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So, well, we're going to hear what she sounds like on her own.
Well, that's right. And I don't know what this song is called, but it's off her second to last album, and I'm sure you're going to enjoy it.
Here it comes on the Twang Trust, Anne Lindsay.
This is Jackson Haldane. You're downtown and underground with the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Ride your pony and take my letter to everybody. This is your friend Todd Snyder, and you're listening to the High Lonesome Sound on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg.
Hey, there you go, Todd. Todd, there's somebody who never showed up. Boy, oh boy. Chicken pox, I don't know what it was. But hey, that was Fiddle-a-Palooza here on the Twang Trust.
Well, that's right. We were sort of interested in the last approximately three songs. We heard from Ann Lindsay, like you said, the fiddle player from Jim Cuddy's band. She's amazing. Then we heard from Sierra Noble, who's a young Métis fiddler from Winnipeg. If you happen to catch the national news, the rededication of the Vimy War Memorial in France.
Oh yeah,
they had a lone fiddler playing on top of the memorial. It was Sierra Noble from Winnipeg, and right after that, then we heard a group called Hungry Hill from Whitehorse featuring a woman fiddle player. So three amazingly talented fiddlers all going to be at Country Fest, and I think they're all going to be there on Saturday. So we hope maybe to get them together and maybe do some fiddling.
Well, groovy. We heard a cut ride from the album of the same name, and we're gonna hear one more from this thing.
Yeah, they're a great group. I actually again saw them. I'd like to get out to as many of these things as possible. I was at the Western Canadian Music Awards in Moose Jaw this past fall. It was a great, great show. Saw lots of great acts. Little Miss Higgins, the D-Rangers were there, Deep Dark Woods, and they showcased a lot of acts. And as Hungry Hill, I'd never heard of them. They're a bluegrass band from Whitehorse, and they were showcasing, and I thought they were terrific. So they're going to be at Country Fest this year.
All right. Well, it's 6:53 here on the Twang Trust, CKW 95.9 FM, and we're coming to you tonight from the CKW Outhouse here in the studios at the University of Winnipeg. Once we get back into our regular seat, which will be in about half an hour thereabouts, we are going to be giving away some Wilco tickets tonight, so stay tuned for that. But in the meantime, all the way from Whitehorse, it's Hungry Hill.
Take back your fiddle, take back your bow. Don't think I'm leaving, just watch me go. Ain't got no sugar dad now. I'm not some mule to pull you plow. Ain't gonna wear no harness now. Ain't got no sugar dad now. Ain't got no sugar dad now.
stains on her blue jeans. She takes a seat at the bar next to me and is served a Long Island iced tea for free. Well, I noticed this because I'm a detective. I miss some little things in this profession. Only leaves you guessing. Well, I'm into my third Heineken and I'm thinking, damn, this girl is fine looking. I ask her her name and she smiles and says it's Mary Jane. Well, I'm pleased to meet you, Mary Jane. You want Fox a Dane, if you don't mind my saying. She says, who are you? Some kind of crazy fool. Well, I says I'm Johnny Cash when I'm drinking. I'm the Clash when I'm thinking. Yeah, I'm Mad Max when I'm driving. I'm my diamond when I'm rhyming. I'm Humphrey Bogart when I'm smoking. I'm Bob Marley when I'm toking. Yeah, and in bed when I'm dreaming. I'm a guitar slinging demon. Well, I hop on the back of my hog. Hey, the law undercover's gotta be incognito. And I'm in disguise as one of the bad guys with a sweet ride. Yeah, the desert sky was blood red. And she held on tight as we sped through the valley of the dead vultures into an underworld subculture. Neon lights and cockfights, cutthroats and lowlifes. Prostitutes with red leather boots giving me the eye as we glide up to the suicide winder saloon with this goon with a mouthful of chew says, who the hell are you? Well, I says I'm Johnny Cash when I'm drinking. I'm the Clash when I'm thinking. Yeah, I'm Mad Max when I'm driving. I'm my diamond when I'm rhyming. I'm Humphrey Bogart when I'm smoking. I'm Bob Marley when I'm toking. Yeah, I'm in bed when I'm dreaming. I'm a guitar slinging demon. Mary Jane's addiction was cocaine and Pulp Fiction. And when you're itching for a fix, then this is the place that you come to get some. She leads me to the back where I find the kingpin drinking Jack and Coke and playing poker with a couple of dope smoking jokers. He says, take a hit off the bong, brother. Well, I don't want to blow my cover, so I have a little hoop. And it sends me through the roof, and I'm as high as the sky. I hear someone say, where'd you find this guy, Angel? Is he FBI, local swine, or a Texas Ranger? I says I'm Johnny Cash when I'm drinking. I'm the Clash when I'm thinking. Yeah, I'm Mad Max when I'm driving. I'm my diamond when I'm rhyming. I'm Bogart when I'm smoking. I'm Bob Marley when I'm toking. Yeah, in bed when I'm dreaming. I'm a guitar slinging demon. They know that I know that they know I'm full of shit. They all take out their Tommy guns and they attempt to riddle me with bullets. But I'm too fast. I'm like Speedy Gonzalez My brawling technique is flawless, and I disarm these lawless scum buckets and rough them up like a bunch of suckers. I bind them in duct tape. I call for backup to haul them away. I grab Mary Jane as a witness and the marijuana for a rainy day. Yeah, I confiscate the kingpin's Harley, which once belonged to Elvis Presley. And a custom paint on the gas tank, it says, rock hard, ride free. Now I'm the king when I'm riding on that Lee. When I'm fighting, I'm Tom Waits. When I'm riding, I'm sublime. When I'm harmonizing, I'm Hank Williams. When I'm swilling, I'm Bob Dylan. When I'm chilling, yeah, and in bed when I'm dreaming, I'm a guitar-slinging demon.
There he is live on the Twang Trust, Mr. Ridley Bent. That was from a couple months back. Well, actually 1 month back. It was beginning of April. We had Ridley Bent here in the studio, and he did that acoustic version of Suicide Winder. And Ridley Bent will be back in these parts in the summer.
That's right. I know he's one of your favorite acts. I know Suicide Winder gets played a lot here. We both happened to see Ridley at Times Change, about a month ago. He just ripped the roof off that place. Maybe the best show I've seen at the Times Change ever.
I think so. It's a close call for me for that show and C.R. Avery from a few months back. I don't know if you're familiar with him. But yeah, that was an unbelievable show. And I know he did two sets, and everybody I came to the show with left after the first one, and I've been laughing at them all ever since.
Well, they had Chris Carmichael there, and they had the screaming 10-minute guitar solos at the end of the show. And
unreal.
One of like I said, the best show I've seen there. And again, Ridley Bent's a guy that maybe not associate with country music, and he played a sort of a solo set at Country Fest last year. Then I saw him at the Canadian Country Music Awards in Regina doing a Roots showcase with a full band, and again, it just blew me away. He's sort of one of my favorite sort of new country artists, because his latest album, what's he call it, Buckles and Boots, is, for people who know the old Ridley, when they hear this one, I think they're going to be a little surprised how country this album is, but it's an amazing, amazing country album.
Really is.
And like I said, I'm really looking forward to seeing him. If it shows anywhere like the one at the Times Change, he's closing the show actually on our alternative stage on Sunday night, so I'm looking forward to that.
And he's going to have his own band with him?
He's going to have his own band, and maybe you can get Chris Carmichael to come up and play with him too, because as I say, the show was just amazing, and we're going to play one of the tracks, Nine Inch Nails, which a lot of people may be familiar with, but they may not be familiar with the real countrified version.
Yeah, well, Ridley and the co-writer of the song, Dustin Benthall, did it here live on the Twang Trust a couple of years back during the Grand Caribou Opry stop-off, and they did it as an acoustic thing, and that's the way I heard it first. And then this record showed up, and all of a sudden, it's like Bob Wills has come to town.
Yeah, it's great, and I know this album's getting a lot of airplay, even on relatively commercial country stations, which is great, because he's a great songwriter, and it's a great great album.
Yeah, I was eating at Montana's the other day, and all of a sudden, there's Ridley Bent playing over the moose on the wall. It was nice to hear. But here he is in Western Swing mode, Mr. Ridley Bent.
I met her in a record shop. She was in hard rock. And we had a wild affair. She moved in and the rent was shared. It where we spent a lot of nights listening to records in the candlelight. If it wasn't for the music, I never would have fallen in love. The breakup was rough. She pulled out a shotgun. I talked her down and we worked it out. She got it all in the matching cash. But I still got my records. And now I need a sad song. But wouldn't you know, the jacket's all wrong. And the sad ones are gone. I got a tool collection. She got my working man's blues. She got my Tom T. All I got is Husker D. Yeah, we got them all mixed up. When we were high on waves, she got my 9-pound hammer. I got a 9-inch nail. She won't return my phone calls, and I'm running low on alcohol. I drive down to the LCB and pick myself up some Tennessee whiskey. I throw on some black hole song, cause you know I kinda like that one. If it wasn't for the music, I never would've fallen in love. I got a tool collection. She got my working man's blues. She got my Tom T. All I got is Husker D. Yeah, we had them all mixed up. When we were high on rails, she got my 9-pound hammer. I got a 9-inch nail. Eventually don't pay off. She's in a band that covers Wolf Mother. I think the cause of Wolf Run. I'm listening to Hell's Bells, and I'm wishing it was my will. If it wasn't for the music, I never would have fallen in love. I got a tool collection. She got my working man's blues. She got my Tom T. All I got is Husker D. Yeah, we got them all mixed up. When we were high on rails, she got my 9-pound hammer. I got a 9-inch nail. I got a tool collection. She got my hot rod Lincoln. My heart won't stop sinking, and I need some songs and drinking. Instead I'm on a crazy train, I'm going off the rails. She got my 9-pound hat. I got a 9-inch nail. Yeah, she got my 9-pound hat. I got a 9-inch nail.
Hi, Winnipeg. This is Marty Stewart, and you're listening to the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Well, I was cranking out the George Jones super handsome, having a cigarette, thinking I'd quit when this kid rolls up and says my ride's a bucket of shit. Well, I says, son, and I call you son, cause I know your mother so well. I don't race anymore, I'm retired, so you can go to hell. We lit up his engine and settled like a beast, and ahead of us was nothing but empty street. I caught her with the glory days coming from the backseat. Yeah, I'm a gambling man, and I had a little stash, so I asked his kid he wanted to race for cash. Finished my whiskey and took my shades off. Yeah, I'm only for whiskey drinking alcohol. I seen it all and I'm hell-bent to bring it home, mama. I'm a lonely honky
close my eyes. It has been a while since I felt this high, and that's when I heard the sirens and saw them flashing lights. Well, the law had never been a friend of mine, and there were bars I didn't want to be behind. So I lit up my tires and tried to smoke that copper mine. Yeah, instead of weighing the pros and cons, I laid a patch of block long with George Jones smack dab in the middle of a drinking song. I turned down an alley, stepped on the gas, knocked over some garbage cans filled with trash, and a little black squirrel very nearly got its skull smashed. Yeah, I'm a lead foot, whiskey drinking alcohol. I seen it on a hell bent, bringing it home. I'm a rolling, honky talking, slow dog, pedal stomping, road dog. Didn't know the neighborhood and it cost it, but he T-boned me out of nowhere. I lost consciousness. When I came to, all I could see was a psychedelic red and blue. I had handcuffs on and I knew I was free. Yeah, well, I guess it could have been worse, I thought. I could have hit that squirrel, got myself shot, so I prayed for a quick release of a glass of scotch. Yeah, I threw out my chips, I lost, and I'm about to find out what that cost. So you better go and make that scotch your bottle, boss. Yeah, I'm a man for whiskey drinking alcohol. I've seen it all and I'm hell-bent, bring it home, mama. I'm a rolling, honky-tonkin', slow draw, pedal stomping, road dog, bring it home again. Yeah, I'm a road dog.
Ay caramba! That was the Cruzeiros.
There you go. Now we've done roots country and now big dumb rock and roll.
There you go.
Yeah. So they're going to be at Country Fest. The Cruzeiros are a great cover version of Willy Bully, and yeah. So they'll be closing one of the beer garden stage one night. Sure, they'll play that.
Oh boy, that'll be a good one. That'll be a hot one for sure.
They actually got some connections to Manitoba. The guy playing the saxophone is originally from Manitoba, Curtis Tolman. He also is, I guess, the Canadian Country Music Harmonic of the Year player about 2-3 years in a row. So he's a great player. And the guys are real nice guys, a lot of fun. They're from Kelowna, and they'll be there.
All right. And we heard a whole mess of Ridley Bent before that. You can't get enough of Ridley.
No, it's a great, just anybody needs to get a sort of a country CD, I'd buy that one.
Absolutely, and it'll be a treat to see him with a band. Yeah, still some debate whether he's going to be here in Winnipeg prior to the Dauphin Show, so if not, you got to get out there. And I don't know, can you still buy day passes?
You can buy day passes for Sunday, and actually Ridley's all the whole weekend. He's going to do a main stage, but the big show will be the Sunday night alternative stage closing from about midnight to 2 in the morning. It'll be Ridley Bent, and that's worth coming up for the day for Sunday, and you can get Sunday day passes.
All right. Who else? Who are the big names on Sunday?
Big names on Sunday? I guess Travis Tritt is the big... country name.
Well, he's okay. He hangs out with Marty Stewart.
Well, that's
right.
You know, and I've seen Travis Tritt. He played at Country Fest about 10 years ago, and again for a straight ahead country act, he's a very powerful performer. Really, he did an acoustic set, 2 or 3 songs. A good guitar player, and he can rock it out. And I say he's recorded with Marty Stewart, so he can't be all bad.
Yeah, there you go. Now, all the way from Australia. Here comes an outfit called Jetty Road.
Yeah, they're, I guess we've always been international, lots of American acts, but this year we've got someone coming from Australia. They contacted us, and they're big over there, and they're fairly straight-ahead country music, but I know Bill Chambers plays on some of the songs. Bill Chambers is Casey Chambers' father, for those of you who don't know, so he's got some real street credibility there if you got Bill Chambers playing on your album. And there, and to say it's two sisters, and they want to come over to North America. They're going to be doing some recording in Nashville, so they contacted us about playing at Country Fest. I thought, well, this will be great. We'll have a band from Australia.
Well, here they are, and something. What's this album called? Oh, it's something too small to read. They must have good eyesight in Australia. I can't read that, but it's Jetty Road. That's the band. Here they are, kids, on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM.
To the things that I felt that night. subway of frowns are bringing me back down below the ground, which I know now is up there. Another blank stare from a commuter across the car. Still I wonder how far her mind wanders past these stolen faces, running their important races while my shoelaces feel like they're tied together. The truth is I'm doing fine, plugging along here on the blue Danforth line. I'd rather be getting drunk at the Drake Motel. Your sexy smile kept me happy for a while, but the bile in my stomach started to turn. And you learn from your mistakes and you throw away the crutch. Still I wonder how much your mind wanders back to the pistol-whipped past. It shattered and splattered so fast. And you're thinking lies, well, we should have stayed together. But the truth is, I'm better off this way. What it is that I sing about or say, still all things being equal, and everything went well, I'd rather be getting drunk at the Drake Motel.
Back on the Twang Trust here, and we're doing the best of the alternative side of Dauphin's Country Fest.
Yeah, and the last artist was a guy called Greg Hobbs. He's from Toronto. I think he works for the CBC, but we won't hold that against him. He's put out a couple of CDs. I first saw him about 6 or 7 years ago at a Fred Eaglesmith picnic. He's out on the road. He's playing actually with Darcy Yates, the old bass player from Fred's band, is playing with them, and they've got an amazing woman playing lap steel and guitar. So they'll be come to Country Fest for the first time. So I'm looking forward to doing that. He's going to be doing the songwriter circle at Country Fest, as you mentioned. It's one of my favorite things this year. We have Wendell Ferguson as the host, but this year we have Ridley Bent, Greg Hobbs, who we just heard, Barry Mathers, who is the songwriter for the Crusaders, who we heard, and Murray McLaughlin this year. So that should be entertaining.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a solid lineup.
Yeah.
Well, and now we're going to switch gears just a little bit here and talk about somebody near and dear to you.
Yes. Most of you know Willie P. Bennett, or Mr. Willie P. Bennett. Passed away this past year. Longtime member of Fred Eaglesmith's band, longtime Canadian alt country hero. He's a lot of people think he may be one of the best or the best songwriter in Canada. A lot of great songs. He had a heart attack last May on stage at a concert on a long weekend with Fred. It wasn't at the time. He was able to finish the show and went and got checked out and found out they'd had a heart attack. So he wasn't playing with Fred anymore and was taking it easy and had been in Winnipeg, and he was making some recordings with Jackson Haldane from the D Rangers, just some acoustic stuff. I hear it's brilliant. And unfortunately, he passed away, and I don't know if the recordings weren't totally finished. He's a friend of mine, a great artist, and so we want to do a little tribute to him.
All right. And I thought we'd kick it off with somebody who's played Dauphin a few times and covered a Willie P. Bennett song certainly often. And here she is. Everybody knows Rami.
Now is Ronnie Mays, and you're downtown and underground with the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Dust turned the whole town black. Dad left home a month before and promised he'd be back. He said, I can't make a living out of farming. Dust ain't no other job around here. Then he turned and climbed aboard the train as she fought him back in tears. When the dust had settled on her dreams, months had turned to years. Working your fingers to the bone, left no time for tears. Still every time she'd hear that whistle blow, her mind went racing back to the train that led to that weary town, running on a one-way track. Son, so it came as no surprise when Billy said, I'm headed west to see the ocean and make the sky. He said, I won't be long, Mama, don't you cry. But she knew better than that. Every train that leaves a prairie town is running on a one-way track. So when it's close to the end of the hop-on train, thundering across the prairies like a hurricane, through the mountains out to the Pacific shore, life would never be the same no more. Back
Hi, this is Russell DeCarl from Prairie Oyster, and you're downtown and underground with the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
This is Fred Eaglesmith, and you're listening to the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg. Stick it in your ear.
There's Fred, and we're talking about a friend of Fred's who passed away, sadly.
Yeah, Willie P. Bennett. I've probably mostly playing with Fred, but I've seen him play on his own every year at Fred's Picnic. He did a solo show. People just love Willie. I've probably seen him between himself and Fred probably, I don't know, 40, 45 times.
Wow.
Just a wonderful guy, great musician, just a gentleman, just a prince of a man. And we heard, he's a Juno Award winner. He had a song that was the Canadian Country Music Song of the Year. We heard a song by Prairie Oyster, written by Willie P. Bennett and Russell DeCarl. And then we heard Red Dress, which is probably Willie's signature song. If you ever saw him play by himself, he just did an amazing acoustic version on the harmonica. But we heard a great version by Blackie and the Rodeo Kings. And now we're going to hear, I guess, one of the last recordings. The last recording he would have made with Fred Eaglesmith, Fred's new CD called Tinderbox. It's just an amazing CD. It's he calls it alt gospel, and you can hear Willie's sort of heavenly vocals in the background.
All right. I understand that Fred's shows these days, he's actually including a Willie P cover.
Well, you know, and you don't, Fred's, usually when you see him, he doesn't play anybody else's material. I was lucky enough to be in Toronto and just last month and saw Fred's CD release party for his new CD, and his encore is an acoustic Willie song.
Yeah.
So it was great, and obviously they were together for 25 years, so it's a big loss to Fred.
Absolutely. So keep an ear open. This is Fred Eaglesmith with his old friend, Willie P. Bennett.
I pray, I didn't used to pray. I pray, I didn't used to pray. I pray, I didn't used to pray. I pray almost every single day. I sing, I didn't used to say. I sing, I didn't used to say. I sing, I didn't used to say. I sing almost every single day. I cry, I didn't used to cry. I cry, I didn't used to cry. I cry, I didn't used to cry.
Me a warm coat and help so I can see.
sell my skin. Head on south to the Teton Mountain. Lord, it seems to me that I'm a thunder again. Standing by the midnight highway. Excuse me, sir, you going my way? On and on, the endless white line goes.
Willie P. Bennett.
There you go, the great Mr. Willie P. Bennett.
Rest in peace, Willie. Well, it's been fun having you here once again, Neil.
Yeah, it's always I always look forward to this every year now, and like I said, it's great to be able to come on the show and play some of the country artists or the alt country artists or roots artists that don't get a lot of airplay and sort of introduce them to the listening public, hopefully, and you know, everyone should make a trip down to Country Fest Sunday. As I say, you can catch the amazing Ridley Bent. You can see some of the other artists we were playing today, and it's a great time. And so we welcome everybody to Dauphin. Even if you're not a great commercial country fan, I guarantee you'd have a lot of fun.
There's so much to see, and it's, you'd be amazed at the scope of stuff that's out there. The coolness factor is. You know, hats off to you for bringing that out there to folks who, you know, might not appreciate it, but you're edumacating them real fine out
there.
Well,
there you go. And as I say, I think a lot of these artists are great, and the reason they're not maybe more commercially successful is people don't get the chance to hear them.
That's it.
You go.
Well, thanks so much again. On a sidebar note, is Mrs. Rodriguez still selling her shish kebabs out there?
Oh yeah, you got to come and see Bessie's. It's worth the trip just to have have some shish kebab. There's great food. There's great beer and great entertainment. Lots of fun. As I say, there'll be 12,000 people there having a good time. So as I say, if you got nothing to do on Sunday, June the 29th, get yourself a ticket and head up to Country Fest.
There you go. And speaking of tickets, coming up momentarily, your chance to win tickets to see Wilco this Friday.
There's an airline plane, clouds of heaven every day. Passes for the gates. If you want to ride that train, be a ticket in your hand before it's too late. The world looks round, and your money's been gone, and your friend is turned away. You can get away to heaven on this airplane. Bow your head and pray. Them's got ears that them hear. Them's got eyes that them see. Turn your eyes to the Lord of the skies. Take that airline plane, it'll take you home again. To your home beyond the sky. Whole lot of people guess. Some say no and some say yes. Take some and leave some behind. Well, you were silly now. When did the airport go? You leave your sins behind. Now I speak in sleep. A lot of preachers preach when you lay their salary on the line. Well, the only earthly way is to bow your head and pray. You can fly to heaven on time.
Hey kids, there's Jeff Tweedy and the Wilco Gang doing a Woody Guthrie song. Maybe they'll be doing this one at the Jim Cale Theater this Friday. Do you have tickets? I don't know if you do. If you need some, I got some. I got a few to give away. Here's the deal. Trivia question. Trivia quiz. Gonna blow your minds. You have to know the answer to this question to win a pair or a single. We have a pair and a single ticket to give away. You have to know the answer to this trivia question. We gave you this trivia question last year. Maybe you'll remember the answer. What venue did Wilco play the very first time they played Winnipeg? Going back a few years. Not your standard venue. There's a hint for you. If you know the answer, give us a call. 774-6877. You can't see if you're blind.
Them's got ears that them hear. Them's got eyes that them see. Turn your eyes to the Lord of the skies. Take that little plane, it'll take you home to them. To your home beyond the sky. Sensitive ballad. Cheer up, honey, I hope you can. There is something wrong with me. My mind is filled with silvery stuff. Honey kisses, clouds of fluff. Shoulders shrugging off. Cheer up, honey, I hope you can. There is something
here. We're listening to Wilco songs like in halves today. It's your old pal Stu here. cutting into Al's Wrongly Wired, sadly. We have to give out props to the folks who won tickets to the Big Wilco show this Friday. Dean and Bob are both going, and Dean's bringing a friend. Yeah, because the trivia question was answered. And what was the answer? You're wondering, where did Wilco play the very first time they played Winnipeg? It was Assiniboia Downs. Nobody knows that except me and Dean and Bob and maybe like people who have already bought tickets. That's what I'm thinking. But yes, they played the big Tragically Hip roadside attraction thing many moons ago. Wilco, Los Lobos, there was a whole slew of them. It was a fine, fine evening and day and all like that. And it's been a fine evening and day here with you tonight on the Twang Trust. Thanks again to Neil from Dauphin's Country Fest for coming by, giving us a pair of tickets that we're going to scalp on eBay for millions of dollars, and it all goes to us here at CKW. Come fund drive time next year. Honest, I'll save it. I will. I'll put it in trust. Because this is the Twang Trust. And we're done, kids. Al's coming up now. See you next week.
Picking apples for the kings and queens of things I've never seen. All distance has no way making love understandable. All distance has no way making love understandable. Has a way making life understandable. Our distance has a way of making love understandable. Cheer up. I hope you can.